Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
We promised it, and we're gonna
here he is. Yep.
We're gonna talk about why men suck. But I want to say a couple things. In equal, what do you call that thing? Equal, when you run a politician ad for one side.
Oh, yeah, it's equal time. No,
it's like equal time. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We're going to do why women suck tomorrow. So I hope you come back tomorrow,
I'll
Amber,
be here for
when
for
we
that too.
Bash you. So what happened in this room was we were talking about, I don't remember. Oh, I get hit on a lot by gay men.
You do.
I'm totally cool with it. It's totally like whatever. But sometimes they're relentless.
Yeah, they can be aggressive.
And they know
what they want and they go after it.
Right. And as I was describing it, like I've told you about it before, Steve, and you and I just kind of commiserate and go, oh, yeah, whatever. As I'm saying it to Amber, I look at her and it's like, welcome to my world.
I experience this all the time. I'm so glad you saw the other side of the coin for once.
Why don't we get it? Why don't men in general, gay or straight, take no for an answer? Like, this is one of the reasons why men suck.
Yeah.
You're not that way, are you, Steve?
No.
You give up. Yeah, they say no. You're like, okay.
I can take a hint. I can feel the situation.
You wouldn't even ask somebody unless you're 98%. Like, you and I are very much
alike.
We're
the same on that, yeah.
Like, I don't approach people that I don't think.
You won't just shoot your shot if you're not sure.
Right, I don't. I don't put myself out there, yeah.
Yeah, I send friends ahead to go, like, ask her. If I ask her, what do you think she'd say?
X this box if she likes
it. Maybe it's a little thing with the, you got to do
those.
The opening back and forth.
Yeah.
And, like, so we, at that moment, we realize it's time for the women and men of the world to tell us what's wrong with our gender and we'll maybe make it better.
Right.
Or
maybe.
Brutally honest though, too. You gotta be brutally honest.
And I want to say by us saying today we're going to do why men suck and tomorrow we're doing why women suck. We are by no means trying to exclude the gender fluid
or
anything else.
All that.
Right.
Those. Yeah.
We don't want anybody to be offended by this, but
right.
I think most people can get behind men suck for the following reasons.
There we go.
And I don't even know if we can find anything wrong with women tomorrow.
Huh.
We're so perfect.
I know.
Really
it's
hard.
It's going
to
be difficult.
Up with anything.
Oh, no, I'll be
Steve
up.
Has. We had to do it.
Without a scroll.
We literally have to do it tomorrow so we can bring his papyrus. So, when I say why men suck, what's the first thing that springs into your head? What do we do that offends you the most? Is it just that we're voracious and won't let take no for an answer?
Gosh, I mean, yeah, well, there's that and just, I don't know. You're putting me on the spot.
Do you hate the toilet seat thing? Because most women, that's the number one thing I hear from. Like,
They still,
and it's like,
check before you sit. If it's up, put it down. If it's down, put it up. Solved.
When did it become
thank you
our problem?
Exactly.
Like, why
it's built to be all the way down.
Okay.
That's how it is.
But it's also
made.
Built to be all the way up.
Right.
But when
both
you
positions
buy it,
are
when
equally
you go to the store, it's down all the way.
And closed. So when you
I close it all the way.
You close both
I do,
things.
Yes.
So then I have to give in. If we're supposed to put both things down, but then
that's a nice compromise.
Well, and then I've had women tell me that we also do number two as well, where we sit. So that
right,
cancels
so you
out the number.
Both.
So
we do it in both ways. Yeah.
Exactly.
So conform to the way they're doing it. Yeah.
But, okay, imagine being my mom. She grew up in a house with her husband and four boys.
Oh, so she always had a
check.
She
just lost.
She put her butt in the water more times than she
but
could.
But why are you doing, who does not check? If you're in the dark, you're never going to reach out?
I know, it's weird. You would think after your fourth time.
Thanks. You would have to reach
double
out.
Check.
It's just like, there's a time.
All right.
But we wouldn't turn on lights. Like, I don't turn on lights in the middle of the night when I go to the restroom because I don't want to wake anybody
that's
up.
That's why you reach out. Not
have a little
not
night
to the
light.
You see if it's up or down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
light.
How I do it.
That's a smart.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, so I'm going to name a couple other things and you tell jealous if these are the reasons why why men suck. I don't think I'm like this. We're awful when we're sick.
Yes. Men are such babies when they are sick. They could have a little cold and they're like, oh, take care of me, please. And then women, I full on came to work and did a week with massive strep throat, like terrible.
See, I live alone.
I was like, I'll be fine.
I have to take care of me. So I'm not going to be sitting there sniveling and whining about it. I just do it.
And I'm the opposite of everything you're describing.
Yeah.
I want you to leave me alone.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm like, I'm dramatic about it, but I'm dramatic in like, I'm just going to go, like, I don't want you to bring me soup. I don't want medicine. I don't want anything. I'll hide. I'm like a bear or a dog. Yeah. I'm an animal. I like hide out and just want to fix myself.
Yeah.
So I don't suck. Steve doesn't suck.
There you go.
Deciding when it's time to get a haircut.
That's weird.
That's why men suck?
I don't know about that.
I do know some guys. You're really good at it, Steve. T-Hack's really good at it. Like, what's your frequency right now?
I try to do once every 3 weeks, but I've gotten like once every 2 months now.
I've had friends who, like, I'm just going to say his name, and then you're going to acknowledge, and he's going to hear, and my phone's going to blow up. Silver.
Oh, yeah.
Boy needs an intervention, man. There's times where you look at him, you're like, dude, what are you doing? You look like Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're a professional man. Somebody's have to, like, sit you down and go, stop. You don't. You got to go get a haircut.
Yeah.
That's
because women like.
Yes. Yeah. I think so, usually.
Cleaned up.
More
than that.
Right.
The last one before we take your calls. This is 100% me. And I don't think this is going to be on tomorrow's Why Women Suck. Women say men suck because we're not patient while you're getting ready.
There are better ones than that. Like mansplaining, not asking for directions. I mean,
mansplaining is bad. You know which one I'm really guilty of? The other man thing. I'm a man spreader.
Man spreader is
when you like sit down. I sit with my legs wide open.
Taking up the space.
I take up so much space.
Okay.
We were just at a wedding and like it was a packed wedding and there was no room for anybody else. And my wife is like, do you see what's like? I'm displaced. When I un-manspreaded, three extra people got to sit down.
Wow.
It was an Asian wedding, so they were small. But okay. Was that rude? I don't know. But literally, when I unmanspread, like other people,
I don't even know how that's. Are you starfishing? How is that even possible?
I don't know. I don't like to stand like that.
Too.
I do.
Why?
I have like
you
a,
like to take this space.
Yes, because I'm the runt of the litter. I'm the littlest one of my family.
And women hate that.
They do hate it, don't they?
I think so. Yeah, put your legs together. Act like a gentleman.
But how do you sit? Let me see how you're sitting.
Upright.
Upright. And do you ever cross your legs over the top of one another?
Okay, like that?
That, but yes.
No.
Oh.
Ever.
Would you have a problem?
That's not attractive. That's not,
I sit like that
can
a lot.
Can I ask you
do
something?
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
cross-legged.
This is like off of the left. I was watching an old episode of Seinfeld, and George was sitting over the back of a chair. And Eileen said, stop that. That is not masculine. That is a feminine move.
Oh, like over the back of a chair, like with your arms over the back of a chair.
Yeah.
That's not feminine.
Disagree. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
She made him stop because she said that looks too feminine.
No. I think you're okay. I think if you've taken that out of your roster ever since you saw that Seinfeld episode.
I was like, do I
keep doing that now?
Okay.
So here's the deal. Amber's bashed on us. We're going to bash on her tomorrow.
Yeah.
But if you want to say why men suck, this is your chance to do it. Karina.
Yay.
Why do we suck?
Because you guys are the biggest babies when it comes to being sick.
We talked about this, but neither Steve or I are. Well, I'm not.
I live alone, so I have to take care of myself, so I don't whine and snivel about it. Yeah, I just do it.
Is your man just...
Yeah, but do you go anywhere when you're sick?
Oh, no.
Uh-uh. No. As a woman and as a mother, we have to get through it, no matter if we're fighting the flu or the cold or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we turn to you, because you're experienced, you're knowledgeable, you know what's going on.
You know what it is.
I know, but you guys suck.
They have a higher tolerance on pain. When we get sick, I thought I was being all cool and saying I'm not a baby, but I go and hibernate, and they're like, we don't have time to hibernate. We
have to do things.
Plod on.
Yeah.
There's still diapers to change. There's still meals to cook. There's still
men to take care of when they're sick.
Right. Oh, God.
They call it the man flu and the man cold for a reason.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you might be right on
okay.
that.
Okay. I don't do what I thought, but I guilty. Okay. I'll be better at it, I promise, from this point forward. Because you know me. Like, I call in sick.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be, if you're sick, I don't want you to come in.
Right. So I get everyone else sick, but I'm not going to get better if I'm here.
Ever.
Yeah.
So
it's just hard.
We're supposed to be letting, this is their day. Lamar?
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. Why do men suck?
Men suck because they man scan. Men can never find anything. My husband is notorious for looking for something, opens the drawer, just looks with his eyes, never with his hands.
Oh, man scan?
I've never heard you know what a term for it now.
We're man scans.
Yeah. I always ask him, did you man scan or did you really look for it?
Honey, where's my shoes? I can't find my shoes.
They're on your feet. Oh, that's why they're not in my closet.
It's all that
man
stuff.
Man scan. You always double check. Did you man scan or did you really look?
I have to admit, I can't remember what it was, but just recently I was looking for something and I tore my entire house apart. And then when I went to look where I thought it would be in the first place, it was there. And I was like, but I clearly man scanned the first time I walked. God,
that's a good one.
You found it on your own. Usually I have to get up and go find it because he man scanned.
My son is the king of man scan.
Dad, where are
you? I can't find my shorts. And I'm like, they're right. Like, I literally opened the short drawer and it's like, the ones that are on the top, he's like, no. Oh, yeah. I guess it's those.
See, now you have
you're
to
right.
for it. Quit man scanning. Use
man
your
scan is going to be in. Yes.
That's a good one.
That's a new one for our vocabulary. Thanks, Lamar. Don.
Yes.
Yeah. What are we, what's bad about men?
So 9 times out of 10, they will lie when they get caught or they're in the wrong.
Oh, so if we're in an argument. And
Steve.
What?
You're just trying. You're trying to recap because you don't
want to get a feel.
You are the king of.
What?
You say all the time this sentence that drives me nuts.
What?
It's just easier.
It really is.
It's not.
And it's more fun.
The truth shall set you free, my friend.
Free from what?
Yeah. Yeah. Steve is that. Steve's default position is lie.
It's just easier.
There it is again. Yeah, you're right. Well, most men do that. I don't.
When you're wrong or when you're losing, yeah.
I won't lie. I just kind of shut down.
Oh.
Because I don't ever want to admit that I'm wrong. But I don't. Nothing to Jeffrey.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good one. Thank you, Don.
Yep.
Elizabeth?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
Why men suck?
Men are dirty.
Yeah. A lot of pull my finger and all that.
No, dishes, dirty dishes in the sink for days, dirty laundry all over the place, not cleaning up after themselves, leaving like plates on the table, dirty.
I live alone, so I do all of that stuff. I never leave.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
I do try to clean up after myself, but I will say this. My wife says when I prepare food, it's a cyclone.
Yeah, because you don't clean as you go.
I don't.
You just pile crap.
Somebody else should do that. I'm cooking.
You know, there used to be a rule, the cook never cleans.
But then she would rather me not cook at all because she can cook and clean as she goes. Right, and then when I do it, it's like when I'm done, there's a trail of destruction.
Dang.
I got to get better at that.
Okay.
Thank you. This is helpful, Elizabeth. Rachel.
Yes.
Yay. Why do men suck?
All right, so here's why men suck. I'm going to go back to what you guys were talking about before.
Okay.
Steve.
Yeah.
The reason women don't reach out in the middle of the night to see if the toilet seat is up or down is because that toilet seat is covered in pee.
Good.
So you're either going to fall into the toilet or you're going to touch pee.
On everything but inside the toilet.
Because we're not putting the seats. You guys aren't putting the seats up.
Some guys don't. Because they're like, they don't want to get busted for having the toilet seat up, so then they just pee with it down. My son pees with it down, and it's like...
And just sprays
and it's a wreck.
Oh, Rachel, that's a good point. That's a great point.
Yeah. On behalf of all of mankind, we're sorry.
I'm not done. Wait.
Oh, Blacker. God, there's more. Yes.
Yeah, the reason why you can sit in a dark room because you're sick is because your wife
who has the same cold as you is out there running yep. that house.
Yep.
So you have
we've established that you
out in your room.
Yep. You have the higher tolerance on pain. You understand the responsibilities haven't disappeared. Boo-hoo. You got to carry the baby. We didn't get to.
Is because they're always oblivious to the extra work women have to put in to accommodate for men sucking.
I'm sorry, what? I didn't
get Yeah, we didn't right catch any of that. I'm catching a little bit of a cold. Don't forget to listen tomorrow, Rachel, when we take your crap on, all right?
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.